Yo, we're back. Episode 3, the Foul Hooked Whitey, Brandon Booty, the exit interview.
The exit interview.
I love that. You know that, because, I mean, does that mean, you know, what does that mean? It probably doesn't mean what folk thinks. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it means yet.
I think you're about to fire me.
No, I'm just playing. No, I would never do that. I would never do that. I mean, you're integral.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, well, it's true. I mean, you do a good job. You're a good co-host.
Nice.
Yeah, you're all right. So anyway,
I try to be.
Well, you do. You deliver. So let's get going on this. You know, people are already fucking snoozing. I mean, we probably actually had some people on episode one, and now there's nobody.
Yeah.
You know, and by episode three, it's like, you know, the reason I'll explain this, because I think this matters. We tried to do 15-minute episodes. You know, I don't know anything about the demographic of online content. I've never watched a podcast. I never have. I've never watched one. I never watch any tying videos. I never watch any instructional videos. I don't even watch any fly fishing porn. Meaning, you know, some fucker in the Seychelles, catching bumpies. I don't even do that. I think mostly because I want to do it guy. I'm not like...
Well, fly fishing videos are kind of boring.
But unless you're a tyer.
Yeah, unless you're tired.
You find what you want to watch, right? Yeah, anyway, so what do you got? The accident.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever gotten to a heated argument or fight or any some sort with a customer in the shop?
I've had several. I'll go really quickly into the one that I had. There was a fly shop here in Billings called Rainbow Run.
Okay, yep. I never heard of it. It
was right at the end of Grand Avenue, and that was my shop. The guy that ran it and owned it, Jim, he's a good dude. I mean, he's a good dude, and he was a good fisherman, right? I mean, the other shop up the street had everything, and Jim didn't have fucking dick. You know, if you asked, you know, I mean, if Jim's assortment of merchandise was a bag of weed, if it was, it would be all fucking seed and stem. Whole fucking store would be. You understand?
Yeah, he didn't have shit.
I mean, but I like Jim, but he had a group of old codgers in there. And I mean older dudes, 70s, 80s, and this is back in the early 2000s, right? So by the time I opened up in 08, 09, one of them had come into the shop and would hang out. And, you know, I mean, these guys kind of turned in my favor because they didn't like the other guy who was still around. And I was the lesser of two evils. And, you know, these fuckers ain't got nothing going on. They got to fucking hang out in a fly shop and bug me, right? But this guy, I'll never forget. I don't know what it was that he and I got into, but he and I actually were screaming at each other in the shop. Yeah, I mean, you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It wasn't me saying, you know, you're bugging me, get the fuck out of here.
You're cussing him out.
I was, and I said to him at the top of my lungs, I said, you have me yelling at an 83-year-old man. I said that was the only way I could try to get through to this fucker that was really saying harsh stuff like me, like, you're not going to be here, you're going to go out. You know, yeah. And again, I don't even remember what it was that made he and I get into. So that was one. And then the other one wasn't screaming, but it was a guy that used to come into my shop I really liked a lot. We called him the Tool Man. I mean, he's not going to be listening to this, but I don't give a fuck if he is or not. You know, he was a good dude. I mean, he's kind of opinionated, and he kind of thought he knew everything. But he was a good guy. I would have considered him a friend. And, you know, he and I had different political beliefs, right? And I who the fuck is going to talk politics in a retail store?
Yeah.
You fucking moron. Not me. Jesus. Not me. You know, maybe if I'm with a really good friend. That, you know, I mean, that or we're similar in thought or, you know, whatever. Yeah. But, I mean, you just don't do it anymore, right?
Yeah.
Ever. This fucker kind of knew what I thought about something. And not what I thought about everything, but this subject. I'm not going to say what it is. And something happened, like, in the national news. And, you know, the dude's standing in my shop and he fucking starts dissing on me. You know, the Tool Man starts big fucking mouth. And, you know, I'm a jovial cat. I'm smiling. I want people's business. You're not really going to walk into my shop much and see me down. Not much. But this fucker got me. You know, he really pissed me off because, you know, here he is standing in the fucking place I pay the rent on. He's not some dude that's dropping big money with me anyway. And here he is fucking attacking me on something. Yeah, motherfucker. You know, I mean, it's on fucking healthcare or something retarded like that.
Yeah, it came in.
Well, you know, it's particularly annoying and disrespectful when I'm paying the rent.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yep.
You can go outside and talk to your buddies about me all fucking day long, but when you're standing in front of me, you're going to get it. I gave it to him. I never saw him again. But I remember that incident, too, as far as being one of those conflicts. There's a few, but not many.
Okay. Okay.
Now,
Any what's the most taboo thing you've done in the shop?
Jesus.
Honest, you want
honesty. No, I can't answer that.
Dang, you're turning the question down?
Well, I mean, you know, I, with answering something like that, I lose so bad.
Okay.
Right, I lose so bad.
Okay.
Personally lose.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Not really. I'm sure you'd want it. I've probably done what you think I've done.
Okay. Okay. Enough said. Do you have like a funniest memory in the shop?
Funniest memory in the shop. I talked the other day, again, going back to my staff, Nolan Robinson. That cookie incident wasn't just an edible thing. It wasn't just an edible thing. It was like a really, you know, you'll hear people, you know, I'm a marijuana guy. I love weed. But I smoke flower. I don't take a hit off a pen or I don't do edibles, you know, just because I like the effect of smoking a bud, right?
Yeah.
But so this edible thing, you'll talk to a lot of people that have done edibles have a story.
Yeah.
Have you done an edible?
No, I've never done anything.
Fuck. Ooh, Jesus. I mean, like, whoa. I mean, you know, some are heavy. Impactful.
Yeah, you ate too much.
Yeah, that too. But, you know, I mean, you know, you buy a cookie, eat a cookie. Half a cookie. I'm like, what? What?
Why are you selling a whole cookie?
I'm going to eat a fucking cookie, all right? And so sometimes with that, you know, you could go too far. And me and Nolan on that day did. That, to me, is the funniest story because this place is loaded with laughs. I mean, that will be to me, whenever I exit the industry, whenever I'm done with my store, that will always be with me the best feeling, is just how much fun I had with people here. And yes. I don't mean high fun or drunk fun or anything ridiculous like that. I just mean daily fun.
Yeah.
Just having fun with people that are good people. I've spent more time in the last half a dozen podcasts talking about the negative, talking about the 83-year-old I'm screaming at, or the fucking guys out there that act like my friend that aren't. Yeah, you know, that's the content, right? But the reality of it is, that's not what this place has been. This place has been everything but that. This place has been just a pleasure. And that pleasure is derived from good relationships that have had fun.
Yeah, shoot. Nothing wrong with laughing.
I would agree with that.
Makes the day a lot better.
It's been great.
So you mentioned, you talked about your stickers on one of your last podcasts.
Yes, yes.
You got B Door for Pussies, yes. Tenkara is for Pussies, 5X is for Pussies, I Heart Strippers, No Balls.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, fuck Amazon. Your sticker game is second to none.
Thanks.
Have you ever had anyone get mad at your stickers?
Yeah, I have. I've actually had a couple of embarrassing incidents. We used to give away, I think we still do, two small stickers with most of our online orders. And one of those two stickers, you know, I buy the stickers we're going to give away with the order. And I had a bunch of the fuck Amazon ones made up smaller, right? So here I am on, you know, it's Monday, Tuesday morning. And all of a sudden, excuse me, I get, you know, a call from, you know, my Orvis territory guy, Jamie Lyle, who's a good dude and he's really on top of it. And he reaches out to me and he says, hey, I just got a call from Orvis Corporate. I'm like, okay. He's like, apparently you guys sent a fuck Amazon sticker to like an 82-year-old lady that bought an Orvis shirt from you online. Well, she's pissed. So that to me, you know, that.
And why did she feel like she had to call Orvis?
Well, she was offended.
But why Orvis, though?
Well, because that's, grandma might have thought she was buying from Orvis. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why she did, but she did. And it got back to me. And, you know, my rep was like, you know, after this CFO and I were done laughing our ass off, right, I'm obligated to call and tell you, don't ever send a sticker like that again with anything that's our product in that box, that order.
Okay.
So that, right, I mean, that to me is funny because, you know, that's consistent with the foul-hooked whitey. It's like, you know, it's a little bit of an honor to offend somebody. I mean, you know, the reason that, you know, the show is a Foul Hooked Whitey is because, you know, that's, I probably said it, that's what I am. In an industry full of greats.
Right. Low filter.
I am. I'm the, you know, I'm the bottom of the food chain. that doesn't mean that there's no lack of success here, and that doesn't mean that, like, you know, I don't feel like the shop is a badass, because we are. But with so much arrogance out there and so much perceived greatness, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that's just kind of who I feel like. And a Foul Hooked Whitey is going to be the retailer that's going to send an 82-year-old woman a fuck Amazon sticker.
Yeah, I think that's pretty funny, though.
It's true.
So I'll just say this real quick. You're on Google. You got 4.9 out of 5 stars, East Rosebud, on Google.
That's pretty good.
Out of 151 reviews, I could only find 4.
Yeah, yeah.
That were under 4 stars.
Yes.
Is there a certain, like, bad review that you remember?
I know a guy... There's a few, but I'll spend the time not talking about that, and I'll just give you a 30-second synopsis. I could give a fuck.
Okay. Oh my God. That's perfect, because I pulled a bad review.
Yeah.
Out. I think
it's
funny.
Let me read it. I remember them. Go ahead.
You're the one that replies to these, right?
I did. Yes.
Okay. One of the reviews was, "Bothead with an ego and lack of ethics pretty well sums it up. Make your own judgment." And then this is what you responded.
Why don't you say that one more time? What did this person say?
Pothead. With an ego and lack of ethics pretty well sums it up. Make your own judgment. And then Rich Fashion, this is what you say. On behalf of the entire ERFT crew, ..
Yeah.
Go screw yourself.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me print fuck.
Okay.
That's why. I got an ego. I'm not going to sit here. I mean, I'm 59 years old. I mean, I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah, yeah. This was from like 10 years ago,
I know. So. I remember that. You know, and, you know, pothead, you know, yeah. I mean, you know, could be. But I think, you know, as far as, lack of ethics or whatever the fuck else he said, there's a guide here locally, and his name's Luke. I mean, I think I can say that because I didn't drop his last name.
Okay.
But he's from this area. He just, you know, he works with one of my staffs, his lady. So he works with a gal that lives with my assistant. Okay? They both work together. In the last 6 months, in the last 3 months, this guy doesn't even know her. She, you know, hey, they're having small talk, you know, start of the school year. He finds out where, you know, her guy works, which is East Rosebud. And this motherfucker, who I've sold a ton of shit to at a discount because he's a guy, never had any issues with, says to her, "Oh my God, I can't believe he works at that fucking place. Those guys are sketchy."
What's sketchy about the flex job?
I was taken back. I mean, do I roll around giving a fuck what people think? No. But I was surprised by that. Number one, that this guy would take an introduction to a coworker and then just automatically diss on, you know, her guy's place of employment,
yeah.
Diss on me, diss on my shop. And you know something? There's resentment towards me from people because of how well I've done. There's resentment towards me from people because I own this marketplace. There's another really good tire here locally, used to shop in my store, and this guy said to people, "I'm going to open up a fly shop and I'm going to kick Rich's ass." Motherfucker, you don't even know what you're talking about. So when people roll around out there, you know it. I mean, there's two-faced folk.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say, you know, a lot of the reason this fly shop is successful is because you're so different and you run a different fly shop. And that's what you want, a different fly shop. But along with that, you're going to have some people who don't like it.
Without question. Yeah. I mean, and you know, it's like, you know, I'll get people that'll be like, you know, they'll make some comment about, you know, Kelly Gallup. They'll make some comment about Kelly. And I'm just sitting there thinking, you know, you don't fucking know anything. You know, you think you do because you watch a video or you come in here for a second. But you know, that putz that fucking said whatever about, you know, the pothead and what else did he say? I mean, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, he has no idea about working 6 days a week. He has no idea. He has no idea.
Long 6 days too.
Yeah. He has no idea about, you know, wondering if you're going to be able to pay your bills.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't know anything about what it takes to do this. And you know, the bottom line is you're not going to click with everybody.
Yeah, and you didn't. And people want to act like they should cater their businesses directly to them. It's like, this ain't for you then.
I get people in here that think they know everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And after 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and 5 minutes of dealing with that, I shut them the fuck down. I got my ways.
Yeah.
And it's quick and it's concise. And I might have done it to that guy. And that might have been why, you know, he wrote that. And I might have just come out of the bathroom having a toke. So I might have fucking reeked a week. All right.
Well, I would say, you know, 4.9 out of 5. I mean, 151 reviews.
I'll take it.
Only a handful of bad ones, yeah.
At this point.
Says something about the business, you know.
At this point, after 15 years, and it's just, you know, I know what we've done.
Yeah.
So I don't need a review. And if you're a review person out there, and I'm not, but if you're a review person, if you look at the body of a business's reviews, and you'd look at the number of reviews and the average, you know, you can tell if it's a legit place or not.
Exactly.
I mean, it isn't like they're going to nail everyone, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to nail everyone. I've been treated poorly in a business. I have. I've never done a review.
Yeah.
Because here's the deal. That place where I was treated poorly, I would never step foot back in. I'm not going to take 7 minutes out of my life, 8 minutes out of my life to write a fucking review because I'm a little bitch.
Yeah. And what do they say about businesses? You don't try to get them here for the one time. You try to get them here for, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
It's like once they come three times, they keep coming or something like that.
You know, the most ethical thing that I do when it comes to dealing with folks that I want their money. I'm a retailer. The most ethical thing that I do is I say and believe in, I want the long dollar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's at my core as a businessman.
Yeah.
I want the long dollar. I don't want to make some money today. Because I'm, you know, I mean, I'll give you just a quick example. Woman comes in, got a $300 Sims code in her hand, new color, size medium, $300 sale, walking right up to me. And I see what it is, and I see the size, and I say, damn, I have last year's color in a medium over there for $180.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah, yeah.
So I forego $120, and I'm not bragging here. I forego $120. As soon as I showed her the other color, she's like, that's fine. Thank you so much. Sold.
Yeah.
I have more of those experiences with people than I have with that putz that wrote that
review. Yeah, Andrew, the owner, doing that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the long dollar.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, you know, basically to me, if I don't do that, in my mind, I'm ripping her off.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm not, but I am.
Yeah.
So I think people can be safe coming into East Rosebud and being taken care of fairly and correctly. All right.
Shoot. Well, that's. I think that's all I had.
Well, that was wonderful. Thank you. It was insightful. It was insightful information for me that nobody will give a fuck about. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to write up those questions.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. Episode 3, the exit interview. Foul Hooked Whitey. Out.